This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last month, we introduced you to Chris Arnotti, a reporter for The Guardian, who's been crisscrossing the United States covering poverty, addiction, and what brings us together and what divides us. Something else I learned about Chris, his work often takes him to McDonald's. In the 19th century, we had the Grange Hall. Now we gather in the place to get Egg McMuffin, Chris argues.
I call them the ad hoc community centers. I kind of say if you give people a landscape, a world of fast food franchises, they'll form communities within a world of fast food franchises. There's often four or five different morning groups. Some of them give themselves names. Romeo Club, the retired old men eating out. There's church groups that meet in McDonald's, Bible studies in McDonald's. There's regulars who play chess games in McDonald's.
But I hear the irony that you're embracing here. I mean, McDonald's Corporation has these prefab chain outlets, but you have these authentic experiences inside.
I was spending a lot of time working with those people who are on the cusp of society, people who have a heroin addiction, people who are homeless. And I found myself, like them, spending a lot of time in McDonald's because they spend a lot of time in McDonald's, and they spend a lot of time in McDonald's because it offers a place of refuge. They can sit at their table, they can get a cheap meal, they can use Wi-Fi, they can often charge their phones because there's outlets, and then they can use a bathroom to clean up. And I started using them the same way when I'm on the road as places to, can I just sit for an hour and a half to write, collect my thoughts? And that's when I noticed the other people using McDonald's. And when I'm in a town, I'm in a new place, that's how I end up making relationships with people.
So, Chris, give me an example. You're sitting at McDonald's. Where? And what did you learn one day?
I was in Battle Creek, Michigan, and one of the elderly women there, I asked her age. She was 86, I believe. And she says, I'm glad I'm old. And I looked at her and said, what do you mean? What do you mean you're glad you're old? She goes, I wouldn't want to be young. I met my husband on the factory floor. We walked out of high school together. We got jobs. We built a wonderful life. She says, I don't see that for my children or my grandchildren. That codified so much of what I saw across the country of people who just felt, the world wasn't working for them.
Chris Arnotti is a former Wall Street trader who now writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper. After 2 years on the road talking to people about addiction and poverty, he's just started work on a book. Now, he does say some McDonald's have no loitering signs, but not many.